Hey everybody, Mike Sessions here with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod. And today's show is called, What are the risks of rodents chewing on electrical wiring in Rochester homes? You know what keeps me up at night? The thought that right now, somewhere in Rochester, a tiny mouse is treating your electrical wiring like an all-you-can-eat buffet. And trust me, that's not just a small problem. Those little teeth can lead to big disasters. Let's talk about what to watch for. If your lights are doing a disco dance when nobody's throwing a party, or you're catching whiffs of burning plastic like somebody's melting a toy soldier in your walls, those are red flags. And those scratching sounds you hear? That could be your unwanted tenants working on their next electrical project. Oh, and if your electric bill suddenly jumps higher than a startled mouse, that's another warning sign. Now, here's where it gets serious. When rodents chew through electrical wiring, they're essentially creating a ticking time bomb in your walls. We're talking potential electrical fires that can start faster than you can say, cheese. Short circuits can fry your expensive electronics, and system failures can leave you sitting in the dark. And here's a fun fact that's not actually fun at all. Some insurance companies might give you grief about claims if they find out rodents were the cause. Speaking of close calls, let me tell you about the Johnson family over in Brighton. They kept hearing weird noises in their walls, but figured it was just their old house being, well, old. During a routine inspection, we found enough chewed wiring in their attic to make an electrician cry. Another week or two, and we'd be telling a very different story. Instead of a close call, it could have been a catastrophe. Here's what you need to do. Get your home inspected regularly, especially those dark, cozy spaces where rodents love to set up shop. Seal up those entry points. If a mouse can fit its head through a hole, the whole body's following. And please, don't wait until you smell something burning to call in the pros. Here's your homework for today. Take a walk around your house, especially your attic and basement. Those areas account for about 80% of all rodent-related electrical damage we find. If anything seems off, even a little bit, get it checked out. It's way cheaper to prevent a disaster than to rebuild after one. Remember, those little rodents might look cute in cartoons, but in real life, they're not playing around with your wiring, they're playing with fire. This has been Mike Sessions with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod.